everyone, welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and let's get to some pretty important news right off the top. According to an exclusive report in Variety, Amazon has suspended top entertainment executive Roy Price. Now, Albert Chang, the chief operating officer of Amazon Studios, has been named the interim head of that division. Price's departure on an unpaid leave comes amid sexual harassment allegations and multiple signs that Amazon and others in the industry had withdrawn their support from the embattled executive. Insiders have speculated for months about Price's possible departure from his role as the head of Amazon's original video arm. Multiple agents and producers who spoke to Variety in recent weeks have speculated that such a departure could come soon. So for more on the story, we're going to link it in our show box under headlines. And so take the time to read this outstanding piece in Variety. Hey, a quick shout out to all of our Twitter and Facebook followers for telling us about the cool horror films that you've been streaming after last week's show with our friends at Tubi TV. Now, the free service is offering some super horror flicks as we get closer to Halloween, so check them out. Hit me up on Twitter at JWMediaDC. That's JWMediaDC on Twitter. And tell me what your favorite horror films are, okay? And we'll see who comes up on top on that one, all right? So let's move on. A couple of weeks ago, we told you that if you're a college sports fan, then there's never been a better time for streaming sports. You have the Watch ESPN app, the NBC app, the Fox Sports Go app, and there's plenty of others out there. They have great conference apps as well. Speaking of great conference apps, there's a small conference that has an outstanding basketball league that's offering some super content, okay? So now, after the break, we're going to have a wonderful conversation with Eric Danner, the executive director of broadcasting for the Western Athletic Conference. He's going to tell us about all things WAC right after these words from DirecTV Now.
You know what? We want TV without all that old TV stuff. We want live TV that's annual contract free, hardware free, commitment free, even couch free, walls free, pants free. Just completely free to be free free. Because that's how we want it.
DirecTV Now. Live TV on any screen. Only from AT&T.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Our guest is Eric Danner, the Executive Director of Broadcasting of the Western Athletic Conference. And Eric, you guys have really embraced the streaming video concept. And I'll tell you what, I've been impressed with what I'm seeing that you guys have planned for this coming fall and winter with the WAC. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Jim, I took this position about a year ago. I started and was just trying to figure out exactly, you know, what the best ways to reach our fans, to reach people who are interested in watching our product, whether it's basketball or soccer or baseball. And we have what we call the WAC Digital Network, which was already in place. And that's basically a portal on our website where fans can come and watch a number of games. And our philosophy had been at that time that we wanted to kind of cherry pick some games to put on there, some of the better matchups, those kind of things. And this year we wanted to have a much wider net, if you will. Sure. And part of that, we wanted to include the OTT platforms, and had a chance to meet with the folks at Blue Frame Technology, and they're out of Lexington, Kentucky. And they had this platform where we could do four over-the-top channels in addition to streaming on our WAC Digital Network. So we're going with Roku, Android, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV along with the WAC Digital Network. And starting this year, we're going to do our conference basketball games. So after January 1st or so, most of all of our men's basketball games will be on this OTT platform, along with about 20 women's games. And then we're also going to do via OTT our championships for men's soccer, women's soccer, and volleyball coming up here in the next month. And then we'll carry that over into softball and baseball season. So we just wanted to, you know, be up with the times here, as so many people are now, you know, going to these OTT platforms and cutting the cord on cable and still have access for our fans to watch these games. And, you know, as we put this information out this week, we were getting a lot of positive feedback because a lot of people, that's how they consume their media now.
Absolutely. You're going to have, as I understand it, about 200 or so events that'll be streamed this winter and into the early spring on your OTT platforms.
Yeah, actually, with the OTT, we're going to be at about 100. It's 200 for what we're calling the WAC Digital Network. So all basically all of the basketball games, men's and women's, will be available there, and what I, if they're available. So we have a contract with ESPN. So if a game is on a regional sports network, ESPN, per our contract, has the digital rights to that game if they want to take it. So, for example, Grand Canyon University, which you're going to be hearing a lot about them this basketball season, as they have completed their transition from Division II to Division I. This is their first year eligible for the NCAA tournament and therefore for the WAC tournament. They won 22 games last year and couldn't compete for the NCAAs. Dan Marley's their head coach, who a lot of people know. They get sellouts at their arena, about a 7,000-seat arena there in Phoenix, and just a lot of excitement. If you have a chance, make sure to check out their social media. They just had their Midnight Madness earlier this week, and they had a packed house, and Coach Marley descended from the rafters in a pirate outfit. So they're doing a lot of fun things there at GCU, but they have a TV contract for a regional sports network there in Phoenix. So ESPN3 then picks off all those games. So we don't carry those on these OTT platforms and the WAC Digital Network, since there is an exclusivity contract with ESPN there. So, which again is another way people are consuming, because if you have the ESPN app, as most sports fans do, then they'll have access to those games on E3. New Mexico State also, another school in our conference that's had a lot of success in basketball, same thing. So if they have a game, they're on several regional sports networks. When they do that format, those games will also be on E3. And we decided this year to do our entire basketball tournament that way. So our basketball tournament come March is at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. And we're going to do all those games on E3. We did the semifinals, and then ESPN comes in and produces the championships for us, and we produce anything before that. Just looking at the numbers between the first round and the semifinals last year, we did see a significant jump in viewership when the games were on E3 as opposed to just our digital network. So we decided for basketball anyway, for all of our men's and women's games during the tournament, we're going to do those all on ESPN3 this year.
Well, you've got, I mean, as you just said, if you're a streamer, you know that, you know, one of the go-to apps is the Watch ESPN app. So if they can't find it on your OTT channel, talking about if they're a WAC fan and they can't find the game in the OTT channel, there's a very good chance that they're going to find it on the Watch ESPN app at that point.
Right. Yeah. If it's the games we're talking about with Grand Canyon and New Mexico State, we're also going to produce about six or seven games ourselves that we want to include. We want to get all of our schools some coverage and fans learning about what our conference is, especially since, you know, Western Athletic Conference has been around since 1962.
Sure.
And it's a lot different now than maybe what people think of. You know, sometimes people think of the WAC, they think of you know, Ty Detmer and Jim McMahon tossing the football around, and now we are a basketball conference. We no longer have football, so and we think our basketball product is, we think the WAC is really a conference on the rise. A big part of that is Grand Canyon now being eligible for the NCAAs, but New Mexico State's been to the NCAA tournament five of the last 6 years. We got CSU Bakersfield as Rod Barnes as their head coach, two-time WAC Coach of the Year now, who once upon a time was the SEC Coach of the Year when he was at Mississippi, and has the distinction of being a former SEC Coach and Player of the Year. I think the only person who has that. And Bakersfield has a lot of excitement around their basketball program. Utah Valley's won. Mark Pope is their head coach. They're going to be playing back-to-back games this year against Kentucky and Duke on back-to-back nights at Kentucky and at Duke. So that's another team that we're looking at. But Mark Pope's a former Kentucky player. He was on their national championship team. I think it was back in 97 for Coach Pitino. And so there's just I can go down the line with all eight teams that we have in the WAC that there's just a lot of excitement and teams that are on the upswing. And I think as fans, you know, that have OTT platforms that are going to be used to, okay, if there's a game on, let me go to the WAC Digital Network site and or let me go to the ESPN app. And so we can see those games. And this, you know, gives us, you know, not only national coverage, but international coverage.
Sure.
This, you can watch these games anywhere now.
Right. And, you know, you've got Roku and Amazon, which are basically in over 200 countries. So there's nothing that that you won't be able to see. I mean, if you you can actually put yourself in the same realm as Thursday Night Football in that regard. So there's
And depending on what people want to, you know, what their format is. I mean, we're old enough to remember back in the days when the VHS and Beta machines were duking it out, right? And
then yes, believe me, I can remember that. Yes,
VHS wound up winning out there. You know, today you have all these different platforms, and I don't know that one's going to win out.
I don't think.
You know,
yeah,
so you got to be multifaceted there.
I think from a streaming standpoint, you've got two very good players in the. In the Roku app and the you know the Roku box and this and the Amazon you know Fire TV, both are very good quality streaming boxes, as is Apple Television. So I think those are the ones you're probably looking. You know, those are the three you know main streaming boxes you're looking at, and I think that that those are going to be the ones that are probably going to take us in at least for the next 5 to 10 years, and beyond that we'll figure out what goes on.
Eric, talk about your relationship with Blue Frame Technologies out of Louisville, Kentucky, if you will.
What we did this year, partnering with Blue Frame, they also have a product called Production Truck that that you produce games on via basically a MacBook computer. And using a DeckLink device that connects to it, you can do a four-camera shoot. You can do, you know, the you can do replay on it. You got the score bug options. You got this full screen stack graphic packages. So it's a really neat product. And we, as a conference, bought that for each of our schools this year. It's a year by year, basically like a lease for that technology.
For the software.
And for the software, yes. So. We got each school a computer, and we got the production truck. So that partnered us with Blue Frame. Then I got to talking with them some more, and they're like, "Hey, how come you guys, or do you guys, are you interested in doing some OTT platforms?" And I said, "Absolutely." So they have the ability there at Blue Frame to stream to all four of these providers, which is what I was really interested in. In the about a couple of years ago, the WAC actually did have a Roku app that we did not have last year, but obviously we want to get back in that game. So and not just Roku, but with Amazon, Apple, and Android TV as well.
Sure. So, you know, from that standpoint, looking forward, it seems to me that a number of conferences are heading in this direction. Obviously, if you've got a Fox deal or a ESPN deal, they have digital rights. But there's a lot of conferences and schools out there where there's a number of, you know, the Olympic sports or basketball or certain games that aren't being sent out there. It seems to me that there's still a great deal of content. Are you finding the conferences are taking this into their own hands now and saying, look, okay, the digital stuff you're streaming, we're going to take on all the rest of it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing in our conference as well, especially this year, a sport like men's soccer has really started to take off this year. Actually, today we have, as we're recording this on a Thursday, Air Force and Seattle U. Air Force is in our league in men's soccer, since the Mountain West does not offer men's soccer as a sport. They're ranked number 14 in the country in men's soccer. Seattle U's ranked number 18. They're playing a game that'll be on our WAC Digital Network today. So we're real excited about that, having two top 20 men's soccer teams. And other sports, you know, volleyball and women's soccer. And when we have our swimming championships, we get pretty good viewership for that as well. Mm-hmm. And on into baseball and softball. Baseball is second, at least last year, was second only to men's basketball in viewership that we had. And we take pretty good pride in the baseball product that we're putting out right now. Being back east there, Reese Hoskins is a WAC alum. He was our player of the year in 2014, and he lit it up for the Phillies this year. And Sacramento State's one of our affiliate members in baseball. And then before all the changes started happening with the conferences back in 2012, we had Aaron Judge as one of our baseball players. He was an all-WAC performer before they went on to the Mountain West. So we over the years, Reggie Jackson actually, believe it or not, was a WAC baseball player.
Yes, I remember
Arizona
that.
State. So we've had quite a few over the years that have gone on to be really good players, but that's one of our high-profile sports as well. And I think, Jim, as we get into this deal, you know, I'd like to see all of our games eventually on OTT platforms as well.
I think that'd be an outstanding situation. I think it would be great for the conference and great for the alumni and an outstanding recruiting tool. What type of cameras do you use?
It depends on the school. With the 8 schools that we have, we are not only geographically diverse, going from Chicago to Seattle to Phoenix to Edinburgh, Texas with our schools, but also in their budgets and in what they can provide for digital broadcasts, those kind of things. As I mentioned, Grand Canyon, they have a full-on, you know, regional sports network deal.
Right.
Some other schools might be using, you know, Canon XA25 to shoot the games. I know we in the WAC office here just recently purchased some JVC cameras that are doing a really good job. So it's kind of a wide variety of equipment that's being used, but that's I think that's part of the challenge. I don't think there's a way to really make that uniform without a huge commitment of funds. But then there's also the issue of you need people that know how to run it, and and people, you know, that there's people available to do that as well. So there's a number of factors involved, and you know, along with how much the schools want to have their product out there, but we're in the WAC office trying to help as much as we can.
But it also offers, and I think this is a critical point that you guys are doing, which I think is a good step forward. It also offers the athletic departments the opportunity to collaborate with your communications departments, with kids on the campus who want to become broadcasters, and, you know, all different types of opportunities there that normally you may not have a chance to get involved with.
Well, it's pretty amazing what is available now, and that a lot of schools have now a full-time person that oversees these the streaming of games, and now they're producing content. They're doing packages, features on their student athletes and coaches, and it's a, as you mentioned, a really good recruiting tool. And I think it's almost expected now, if you are a recruit going to one of these schools, that you do look at what their social media looks like and what kind of videos they're putting on there, and what kind of exposure you might be getting, whether it's on an ESPN or whether it's on a digital network. I think there's an expectation now, not only from the student athletes going into the recruiting process, but also mom and dad, because if your son or daughter's going to play soccer, you know, 1,000 miles away, you're going to want to be able to see them, and you want to see a quality broadcast too. You don't just, you know, would necessarily want to see the coach's video, you know, going back and forth with no play-by-play. So it's become more of an expectation to have that play-by-play, to have the score bug, and to have, you know, commercials rolled in, and really a full-on broadcast, which 10 years ago, I mean, it was much bigger financial investment as to today. As I mentioned, we bought these computers for each school. So, mm-hmm. and with this production truck on the computer, each school can do a four-camera shoot with replay, with scorebug, with commercials rolled in. So, and I think that's really beneficial to the schools as well.
Without the cost of satellite.
Yeah, that's a big one, and that's still a bit of a challenge in these ones we're talking about when we're doing regional sports networks.
Mm-hmm.
But with the LTN devices, people are able to not even have to use the old satellite trucks and buy satellite time, and so there's so much more content available out there. So yeah,
right.
that's a good point. That's really no longer needed.
Well, that was kind of a cost factor, especially for the smaller schools and the conferences. I mean, that was something that if you were able to use a small production truck or come up with a small production truck, you then had to worry about transmitting the game. You know, how could you do it? Okay, you had to use satellite, and satellite costs at times were prohibitive, so it became a problem. But with streaming video, if it's good enough for the networks, it's certainly good enough for conferences like the WAC.
Right, and I know with ESPN, with a broadcast there as well, I mean, there's mm-hmm. certain marks that you have to hit as far as the production goes.
Obviously,
That's expected there. But mm-hmm. I'd say over half of our schools right now can do that. So mm-hmm. we're working with them on potentially getting some more games there. And mm-hmm. it's an exciting time to be in this digital space right now because it's growing so fast. And I think, if we can get a foothold on this OTT, maybe before some other conferences or along with some other conferences, that's how fans are going to expect to see it. And they'll wonder why games aren't on. So hopefully we can, in the near future, get even more games on.
Well, I think the fact that we're dealing in a area where there is limitless, content that, you can niche broadcast, and there's no reason why, that you can't have everything on, as you were saying, in time. And you can actually monetize it, given the fact that even though the crowd or the audience may be a few thousand or, 5,000 or 6,000 total, it's really, you've gotten to the target you're looking for.
Absolutely. And one of the things we were working on this summer, and we produce content out of the office here. So mm-hmm. every week we're doing reports on volleyball and men's soccer and women's soccer mm-hmm. separately. And these can run at halftime of the games or in between sets and in the mm-hmm. case of volleyball. And, if we get those sponsored, I mean, obviously that's a plus for us. And feature packages, those kind of things, as people get more into producing the games, not just, mm-hmm. Having them on and the play-by-play, then you start thinking, okay, now we need other elements to the game.
Sure.
What can we run at halftime? What can we do? What sidebar stories are there to these
right.
games? Because that's ultimately what we're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We're telling the stories of the student athletes, of the game, mm-hmm. of the schools, and this is a great platform to do that, and we're really trying to do more of that here out of the office that we can provide to the schools.
Right, and plus the fact that you can control, if you wish, doing your own This Week in the WAC, which could be sent out, and they can use it as a half-hour lead in or outro to what they produce.
That sounds like a lot of work, Jim.
Sorry, didn't want to give it to you. Apologize.
We actually did, as I mentioned, yes, at mm-hmm. the basketball media day, we are producing a 30-minute television show around that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another way. So here's, we're in, our office is in Denver, which mm-hmm. is pretty centrally located for our conference. We currently don't have a school in Colorado, but with Chicago and Seattle and Phoenix, we're kind of in the middle. So it kind of works
right.
out. And all the coaches came in and just trying to figure out what are the best ways to get the messages out via the digital network or via a television show, which we're going to air on Altitude coming up in November. They're going to replay it 10, 11 times on the Altitude Sports Network, which is based here out of Denver and reaches the whole Rocky Mountain region. And, you know, we're also doing some things with social media, video board for our tournament, you know, having the coaches do some fun stuff there, saying movie lines and doing pop a shot type of stuff. And and so they're and everything is really geared towards getting the video out there, you know, digitally.
Well, and, you know, we wish you all the best of luck on it. Eric, how can we watch your programming so we make sure that fans get a chance to watch all the WAC stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. Where our website is WACSports.com. And if you click on the WAC Digital Network link, or if you want to go WACSports.com/watch, that'll take you to the WAC Digital Network. Once we start up the OTT platforms, we'll have more information on that on our website. First games we're going to be doing is our women's soccer tournament, which is going to be down in Phoenix. First game will be November 1st, so that'll be exciting for us to get those OTT platforms, and we'll have information on that. But, yeah, that's how people can watch.
So you'll get us that information so we can tell the people where to find them on Roku and Amazon and Apple and the rest of the services. Super.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. And also social media. If we want to follow you on Twitter or Instagram, how do we find you?
Yeah, we're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Our site is WAC Sports on all those. So if you do a search for WAC Sports, that'll bring you to all those platforms. And yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff there.
And subscribe and follow, right?
You do, yeah. Yeah, we're getting close to 10,000 on both. So those are some good watermarks for us. So we're looking forward to getting that. And our Instagram, we've started doing more video on that as well. Although you're limited to a minute, you know, of video on Instagram, but we're trying to tailor videos that, you know, relate to that. So there's all kinds of things we got to keep in mind there.
Absolutely. Eric, we really appreciate you joining us, and best of luck to you in the WAC. And come back down the line and talk to us about some of the successes I'm sure you're going to be wanting to talk to in 2018.
Hey, absolutely, Jim. Really honored to be on your show.
We'll be back with more after this message from T-Mobile and Netflix.
T-Mobile's Unlimited now includes Netflix on Us. That's right, Netflix on Us. Get four unlimited lines for just $40 each, taxes and fees included. And now, Netflix included. So go ahead, binge on Us. Another reason why T-Mobile is America's best unlimited network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to our final segment right here on Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. This is the part where we tell you what to watch this weekend. And first off, kudos to our friend Sarah Silverman, who follows us on Twitter. She began her brand new weekly political talk show this week on Hulu. It is not to be missed. It's called I Love You, America. Check it out. We're going to have Sarah on Stream On very, very soon, so keep a lookout for that. Now, her new show drops every Thursday on Hulu. If you haven't had a chance to see it, you can check it out this weekend. Also this weekend, over on Netflix, check out Mindhunter. It's a really outstanding psychodrama and well worth your time. The Meyerowitz Stories is also on Netflix. It stars Adam Sandler. Here's the good news. He's funny again. How about that? So, Meyerowitz Stories on Netflix, Mindhunter on Netflix. Over on Amazon Prime Video, you got to check out Lore. It's a terrifying series based on that hit podcast of the same name. So, Lore on Amazon Prime. Now, HBO Documentaries has a great one out, and we all know what a wonderful job they do over at HBO on their documentary series. It's on Steven Spielberg, so if you actually are a fan of how movies are made, check out the documentary on Steven Spielberg. It is well worth your time, okay? Well, now, let's talk about subscribing to Stream On. You can get us each week for free right to your phone, your tablet, whatever listening device you like to use. It's easy. We're in the iTunes Store, Google Play. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're part of the family of the popular Stitcher podcast app. And last but certainly not least, if you're one of the over 110 million people who have the TuneIn app, we're there. Just search for Stream On with Jim Williams and hit the favorite button, okay? Search for Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and that's on the TuneIn app, okay? Well, special thanks to Eric Danner, the Executive Director of Broadcasting for the Western Athletic Conference, for being our guest today. And we hope that everyone has a wonderful and safe weekend and enjoy streaming on.